At the Dunleavy Milbank Community Center in Harlem, a group of teenage boys plays basketball. Down the hall at the swimming pool, another group of teenagers attends a life-saving class. Pretty typical activities for a community center. But in the room between the gym and the pool, Mark Carter is meeting with a group of girls, ranging in age from 12 to 15. Tonight's topic, assertiveness.
If you begin to think about how you are important and how you can assert yourselves, you can get exactly what you want and you can avoid those things that you don't want. That's what
the girls are part of a pregnancy prevention program sponsored by the Children's Aid Society of New York. The course goes beyond studying the basic biology of reproduction and attempts to deal more with the head and the heart. On this night, the girls are learning how to deal with peer pressure, especially from boys who are pressuring the girls for sex.
Now, honestly, would any of us feel just a tad bit of guilt after this expensive evening? No one would feel guilty.
No.
I would, yeah.
Honestly, I appreciate your honesty.
It's not that I would do it with him, but the fact that he spent all this money, you know, he treats you for like a queen for a day, you feel a little guilty, but you still don't do it. If that's what he wanted from the get-go, then
he should have told her.
Yep. And not sweet-talk her into no fancy dating and stuff. That's wrong.
In teaching the girls how to deal with unwanted sexual advances, the course also instills in them a sense of self-confidence.
Why is it important for you to know something about the way in which you carry yourself and whether or not you can be assertive?
Because you should know how to carry yourself and you're getting older. Older and more mature.
If you don't respect yourself, they won't respect you. You're supposed to carry yourself correctly.
Okay.
Because if you carry yourself incorrect, they'll treat you the way you carry yourself.
Boys are also required to take the pregnancy prevention class and learn to respect girls' feelings. The program is also open to parents. The sexuality class is just one facet of the program. The students also get help with their homework, as well as participate in career readiness classes, individual sports, and performing arts. Counselors also help the teens find part-time jobs. Michael Carrera designed the pregnancy prevention program.
I see young people who come from family systems where no one has worked for a decade. And because of our job club and our employment program, they start working, they start making a dollar, they have a bank account. They pierce a cycle of unemployment at 11 that existed for years. I mean, that's great reward for me.
The program is being implemented at several centers in New York and other cities around the United States. Carrera says the program has caught on because of what he calls the above-the-waist approach.
The longer you stay in school, the better grades you get, the more likely you are to A, delay intercourse, and B, when you do have intercourse, to use contraceptives conscientiously. It's called the contraceptive effect of education. You know, this above-the-waist approach.
Carrera concedes that those who come to the classes may not accurately represent the larger community, and that there are many teens and parents who they just do not reach. But for those that do participate, the course has proved successful. Since the program started 7 years ago, only 7 participants are known to have become pregnant or caused a pregnancy. This in a neighborhood where the teenage pregnancy rate is at a national high. By showing teenagers and their parents there is hope for the future, and by offering them concrete tools to reach their goals, pregnancy and motherhood are not the only options the girls see in their future.
I want to be a doctor or a lawyer, and that's why I started realizing that that's what I want to be, so I have to start working on that now.
I want to be a Head Start teacher because I like children.
And what are you going to be when you grow up?
Lawyer.
How come?
I just want to help people, and I don't want to be in jail if they didn't commit a crime. I like to sing, I like to dance, I like to do a lot of things.
In a way, I want to be like my mother because she works for Motor Vehicle, and for you to work for Motor Vehicle, you got to be strong because the people there, you know, they yell at you if you don't, like, sometimes my mother tells them, oh, well, you don't have enough ID, and they start yelling and they'll spit at the window. And, you know, you have to be real strong to take that kind of job.
Anyone who graduates from the program is automatically guaranteed admission to New York's Hunter College. It was an agreement that Carrera made with then-Hunter President, now Health and Human Services Secretary Donna Shalala. 40 graduates of the pregnancy prevention program are currently enrolled at Hunter.
Children's Aid Society, Michael Carrera.
they took me by the hand and led me up the yellow brick road to the Wizard of Oz.
Rosa Maria Woodard was the program's first graduate to also get a degree from Hunter. She got involved with the program when she was taking her teenage sons to the pregnancy prevention class, and they began offering a course for parents.
They had decided to help the parents as well as the children, which makes a lot of sense because of the trickle-down effect. My 13-year-old at one time was going to graduate high school, get a job, get married, and have babies. Now he's going to college too. So it does affect the offspring. So it does work.
Of the nearly 300 graduates of the Children's Aid Society program, only 40 have gone on to Hunter. But Michael Carrera argues those are 40 people who would never have gone to college if it weren't for the pregnancy prevention class. And for Rosa Maria Woodard, that was certainly the case.
It took me 28 years to get a 4-year degree. It's called I Want It. They've helped me make my dreams realities. Because I don't know when I would have been able to actually acquire a bachelor's. And now I'm actually making application for a master's degree. That never crossed my mind until this program. That I had the ability, I have the power, I now have the education to get the employment so that I can follow my dream.
As the boys leave their basketball game to attend their pregnancy prevention class, the girls begin cheerleading practice. And their cheer begins appropriately. Beware, no one can stop us, not even you.
No one can stop us, not even you. So beware.
For the Christian Science Monitor, I'm Ann Donahue in New York.